Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is Colossians 3, just read by the seminarian. Clothe yourselves. Get dressed. Put on the right apparel. And what wonderful clothes we have to wear. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, love, peace, forgiveness, and thankfulness. Each day, every day, from the inside out, those are the clothes we are to wear. As God's chosen people, that's the way He wants us to look. And not just as individuals, but as a church. And we do. We do wear those special garments that Paul tells us to clothe ourselves with in Colossians 3. Especially on the big days. Yes, the big days. For example, we've just heard these horrible tornadoes that have gone through Oklahoma and Kansas. And when that kind of disaster happens, and a church building is destroyed, the people rally together. The members work together to rebuild that church once again. And the kindness and the patience and love that is worn by those members is evident for that whole town to see. Or Thanksgiving. The New Life Evangelistic Center in downtown St. Louis reaches out for the poor and the hungry and the homeless. On Thanksgiving, that center is brimming with volunteers who are there to serve the big meal. And compassion is worn when those food baskets are distributed by those church members. And Easter. Oh, Easter is a time for us to dress up in our best clothes on the outside. And then when we get to that Easter service, that big day in the church, we're also wearing thanksgiving as we sing those triumphant hymns of Christ's resurrection. Or a member has huge medical bills, and the benefit dinner is simply dressed with a sacrificial and generous love by other members in the church. Oh, on the big days, we do clothe ourselves with these beautiful garments from Colossians 3. But what about the little days? The ordinary run-of-the-mill days. Do we clothe ourselves then? Sure we do. I've seen congregations dress up in those virtues on Pentecost 17 just as well as Thanksgiving and Easter. It happens in the fellowship room during coffee and donuts, where one member listens to another person's difficulties and offers a word of compassion. Or members who leave the worship service and say a word of thankfulness and gratitude to the pastor for his message. Or when a congregation publicly recognizes and thanks its volunteers for the day in, day out humble service they've given to the church. Or for those members who patiently clean up after a funeral luncheon. Or when forgiveness occurs between two antagonists in the church who finally work things out and peace is worn again. Yes, on the little days, on the run-of-the-mill days, the church wears those beautiful clothes too. Oh, now, it would be nice if the church only wore those clothes, but we know that there are some other clothes that we wear too. Clothes that clash, clothes that will mismatch, clothes that don't look so good together. The angry face doesn't go very well with the kind word. Occasionally, we just have to have things our way. And that clashes with humility. Or taking worship for granted just doesn't match very well with dwelling in Christ's peace. Or maybe we're just too busy to give of ourselves to serve in the church, or a program is more important than the people. Either way, it doesn't look very good. And oh, we're so welcoming when that little baby is brought to the baptismal font, but how welcoming are we when he turns 3 and is making noise in the middle of our sermon? Now, don't get me wrong. I meant what I said. The church does wear those beautiful clothes that Paul talks about in Colossians 3. Big days, little days. We are God's chosen people, and His Holy Spirit is dressing us up with love and compassion, peace, thankfulness, and all the rest. But there are those times when we wear those other clothes, those clothes that clash, and we've seen those too. Anger, a cold face, a harsh word, fighting, discontent. And those can happen on a big day or a little day. No wonder Paul begins Colossians 3 by reminding us that we have died with Christ, that we are hidden in Christ's death, and that we have been raised to a new life with Him, to wear new clothes. Yes, we are hidden in Christ's death. Now there's a big day. That's a big day in the church, Good Friday. Jesus' clothes are taken away from Him. He's stripped bare. And His clothes are gambled away. But from the inside out, Jesus is still clothed. He is clothed with forgiveness as He says a word of prayer for those who crucify Him. He is dressed up with gentleness and kindness as He commits the care of His mother to the Apostle John. He has put on love as He gives His life on the cross for us. On that big day in the church, on Good Friday, Jesus is dressed in only the best of garments for us. And a couple days later is another big day for us in the church, Easter Sunday. Once again, certain clothes Jesus doesn't need anymore. Burial clothes. They're left behind. But He is clothed. He is dressed with compassion as He invites us to cast our cares on Him because He cares for us. He has put on peace and love and gentleness as He invites us who are weak and heavy laden to come to Him. On those big days in the church, Jesus is clothed with only the best of dress for us. And He gives us those clothes any day, every day. Each day, as we dwell richly in His Word, Jesus clothes us with His compassion and love. Each day, as we daily return to our baptism, He dresses us up with gentleness and patience each day, whether it's a big day or a little day, when we're kneeling to receive the Lord's Supper, Jesus is there, clothing us with his forgiveness and thanksgiving. No wonder Paul encourages us to clothe ourselves, to put on these virtues in Colossians 3. They are given by Jesus himself, and they are worn by his chosen in his church. Just the other day, I had a chance to see, to wear these beautiful garments given by Jesus. I preach every other weekend up at Grace Chapel, congregation in St. Louis County, just north of the city. They have services on Saturday evening and Sunday morning. This was a Saturday evening service. And well, watch with me to see what happened. It was just a few minutes before the service, and I was greeting the people as they came into the church. Time was running short. The service was about to begin. I hadn't noticed the man before, but he was sitting in the back, shoulder slumped, head down. Was there time? Was there time before the service began to go and chat? Sure there was. And as I sat down, I asked him how things were going. He talked about the tests that he had had last week. He had seen a doctor and the tests were not good. He was in his 70s, and next week he was going to another doctor for more tests. I could hear the despair in his voice. And only occasionally did I get a chance to see his face. What to do? What to say? Time was running short, the service was ready to start, and I didn't know this man, being an every other weekend preacher there. I didn't even know his name. I wasn't his pastor. But I was wearing an alb, and I was sitting next to him. The prayer, I said, was brief, just that the Lord would watch over him. And then I reached over and touched his shoulder, and for just a few seconds, rubbed his back. The clothes were simple, a touch of compassion and gentleness, a word of love and peace. And when he looked at me, there was a little smile on his face and a little bit of peace as well. And in those couple seconds, I knew that Jesus had clothed those couple minutes with special garments from his cross and from his resurrection. Now, I do not know what opportunities you will have to wear these clothes from Colossians 3. Maybe it will be a big day in the church, maybe a little day. But this I know. These words of exhortation and encouragement from Paul are for us here this morning. Clothe yourselves, put on, get dressed with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, love, peace, forgiveness, and thankfulness. We are God's chosen people, and that's the way he wants us to look. We are his holy and dearly loved church. And so from the inside out, clothe yourselves with these beautiful garments. Amen.